She couldn't move, couldn't force herself to leave. The detectives were staring at her. Could they see? Your father died in a car accident 2 years after you and your brother were born, Foster said, as though sensing what Amelia so desperately wanted. Lee slid the accident report toward her, along with a copy of Niles Jensen's driver's license photo. Quite a resemblance between you and him. Same eyes. To Amelia, it sounded like their voices were coming from far away. She couldn't take her eyes off the photograph. It was true. She could clearly see her eyes, Bodie's staring back at her. She hadn't seen any of their features in the man who'd raised them, the man who'd groomed her to kill, but it hadn't mattered until now. Foster leaned forward. Priscilla Jensen went missing with her babies in 1990. She went out shopping and never came back home. Her twins, Annika and Bowden Jensen, were never found. Your father searched for you, filed a missing person report. I think the loss ruined him. The report on his accident says his blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit. He barreled into a tree. Your mother's disappearance is still open, Lee said. You and your brother, however, are a different story. We could confirm with DNA, but I think we know what we're looking at. Now, we're wondering who Tom Morgan is and why he chose to raise you as his own. Amelia could feel herself floating further and further away from the person she'd thought she was just a few moments ago. Lee placed a missing person flyer down next to the other things. Missing, stenciled across the top, got her attention, but not as much as the photographs beneath it. One of a young red-haired woman and the other of two infants lying on a baby blanket. Amelia drank in her mother's face, every line, every curve, seeing it for the first time that she could remember. Beautiful, young, happy, big blue eyes. She reached down and ran her fingers across her mother's cheek as she felt herself disappear. The truth, finally, it was in her mother's crooked smile, in the shape of her nose, the rise of her forehead. Everything he'd ever told her was a lie. She wanted to scream and weep and kill, but she couldn't. Everyone would see. Everyone would know. Tom Morgan isn't your father, Foster said. We think he may be your kidnapper, and most likely your mother's kidnapper. Foster gave it a moment. You see it, don't you? Amelia did. She saw it clearly.